Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, here's a man who is not too, afraid to be on the radio. Angus, you regularly do radio on ABC Radio, but what's one of the common questions you get asked around this time of year in terms of watering?
Yes, it's how to actually keep the water up during this holiday period when people are partying and on holidays and it's the hottest time of the year. So it's traditionally a time when people come back to the garden and go, whoops, yeah. It's been a dry period.
Yeah. So some of the tips that we need to be aware of for summer, I mean, some places have water restrictions.
Yes. The first thing is acclimatising plants to less water. So often when people buy a plant from a nursery, it's been watered every day to really get it looking in its prime, and then they bring it home, plant it, and if it then just doesn't get watered regularly for the first month or two, often they'll just turn up their toes and die because they're used to getting watered every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the first step, is hardening the plants off gradually if you've planted them. The second thing is, if you do have a dry period going on, then plants, you just need to watch them, and if they start to wilt and look a bit tired, then they're crying out for a bit of extra water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of things I really recommend through summer. Obviously, mulching to try and keep water in the soil.
Sure.
But to get sort of supplementary water in there, there's a couple of things you can do. First thing is just get a water bottle, an old drink bottle, and cut the bottom off it and bury that beside the plant, and then you can give it a litre of water that gradually soaks in, or however big the bottle is.
Yep.
It's a matter of actually getting the water down to the root system too. Sometimes you'll see water actually not penetrating very well. It just balls and sits on the surface.
Yeah.
And runs off. So creating a dish around your plant, a little hollow where water can just stay there and gradually soak in. Or there are also wetting agents that you can apply to the soil to help the water soak in. They're a bit like, have a detergent-like action.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need a horticultural wetting agent.
What about watering plants? Is there any correct time, morning, afternoon, middle of the day? What's the best time?
Yes, look, it's I think there's a big advantage in watering at the beginning of the day, before the heat of the day sets in and the plants are starting to wilt. So you can get them kind of charged up before the heat really sets in.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the water down deeply too, I think, is one of the key issues, because often you water and then find, if you dig down, that the water's only gone down a centimetre or so, and the actual roots that are down deeper aren't getting any water at all. And with pot plants, what I really recommend highly is, especially if the pot is really dry, is to just immerse the whole pot in a bucket of water, and you'll see all these bubbles of air come up, and it's really difficult sometimes if a pot has dried out to get it properly watered again.
So thanks for your advice on watering. I might go throw myself in the pool.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Angus. Enjoy. Have a nice Christmas, by the way, too.
You too, Ben.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.